down. News This Hour, sponsored by Windstorm Door and Shutter, serving the entire Golden Triangle. I'm Janice Stone, KSET News. CBS News is next.
Have a legal problem? The all-new AM 1300 KSET Lumberton has the answer every Tuesday at 6 with Law and Disorder with Paul Clayton. And now, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Compromise does not seem to be in the vocabulary of some congressional lawmakers. CBS's Bob Fuss has the latest on the debt limit mess on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker John Boehner, making no effort to compromise with Democrats, is pushing his Tea Party freshmen to vote for his Republican deficit plan and seems to be winning them over. Republican freshman Sean Duffy.
I got to tell you, it gives a little bit of us heartburn because it doesn't go big enough. But in the end, we think it's a bill that will stave off a default.
And freshman Tim Griffin seems to think if they pass it, they won't have to compromise.
I believe it'll go to the president, and he'll need to sign it.
But it is opposed by all Senate Democrats, and the president says he'll veto it. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
An Army private is in custody in Texas after authorities found possible bomb-making materials in his motel room near Fort Hood. CBS's David Martin says Private Nasser Abdo raised eyebrows when he tried to buy firearms at the same store used by the Fort Hood shooter.
Abdo is an infantryman who had applied for conscientious objector status, and in the interim, he had been found to be in possession of child pornography and was facing a court-martial when he went AWOL.
Officials plan to hold a news conference on the arrest an hour from now. An investigation is getting underway into phone hacking and police bribery at Britain's now-defunct News of the World. Lord Justice Brian Leveson says he'll be tough on everyone.
And my goal must be to consider what lessons, if any, may be learned from past events and what recommendations, if any, should be made for the future.
Under consideration whether Britain needs tougher media regulation. Up to a foot of rain has inundated parts of eastern Iowa. Dubuque Public Works Director Don Vogt says homes, businesses, and streets are flooded.
There's quite a bit of damage around town. Public infrastructure, private property, a lot of wet basements.
Up to 40 people were evacuated, many by boat, when an overflowing creek swamped a mobile home park north of the city. In Texas, there is not enough water. A record heat wave and drought have led to a hay shortage, making it hard to feed farm animals. Horse trainer Punk Carter hasn't seen anything like it.
West Texas, South Texas, all around us is just devastated. It's been going on for a while there, and so it's catching up with us now.
Near Rockport, Texas, firefighters doused a massive South Texas live oak known as the Big Tree. Officials say they'll keep watering the 1,000-year-old tree if the drought persists. A glimmer of hope for the housing market. The number of people signing contracts for homes was up nearly 2.5% last month. Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors.
West Texas, South Texas.
With two rising months back to back, we would think normally that would be a good sign for home sales, and it is hopeful, but we do have some ambiguity in the data.
The Dow is up 41 points. This is CBS News.
I'm Dave Mers with your official KSET Weatherbug forecast. Today, sunshine for a time. There is a chance of showers and thundershowers in the area, too. The high 90. The heat index today, quite humid. Up around 100. By tomorrow, chance of rain. High again, 90. Heat index, 100. And that's the latest official KSET Weatherbug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original Overhead Door Company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Dave Mers, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont and Bronze Body.
Yes.
And both of those places, great places to go. I've learned from watching you, if you tag the two of them together, you come out doing pretty good. You've got the Lipotron going on at Bronze Body.
Yes.
Which is helping you just blast those inches off your waistline.
Yes, and then afterwards, I always
catch you a little tan, and then afterwards, you head over to
World
Gym in Beaumont and work out and get a great workout. Keep in shape. You're healthy. You're getting healthier. And you actually started to grab a burger today, and you didn't eat the whole thing. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
You kept it small.
I had to eat something small.
But it was a something today, you said. So yes. The first thing you said to me is, I've got to get a small burger today of some sort.
Yes.
And you did.
It was small.
And
you didn't
eat
it
the whole thing. Good for you.
Mainly because they messed it up.
Good for you. All right, well, check it out. There's a lot of stuff going on today. We've got a lot to do, a lot to get to, a lot of stuff. Later on, I'll get to the Capitol. I'll get to the Washington stuff going on as far as they just passed another bill today. Not about an hour ago or so, a little less than an hour ago, they just passed another bill. The House did. They're sending it to the Senate. We'll get on to that information later. So it's round 58 in Washington right now. They're still battling away. We've got 5 days left on the clock's ticking, ticking, ticking. So we'll see how that turns out. I've got a lot of info on that. We'll talk about that. But I have something I want to tell you about. All right, this is really cool. This is a story I found. Now, this is you're gonna go, what? Explain this to me again. So I want you to pay attention the first time when I tell you this. I think I got enough time to talk about this one.
This was a
murder case in 1957. It was called Pretty Maria, is what they titled it. And what it was is a 7-year-old girl, Robbie.
Yeah, I got you. 7-year-old girl.
Yeah, outside of her home. 1957. Oh, very okay. Nice. See? How are you getting me? Outside of her Chicago home, she was playing with a friend when a man walked up to her and her friend, and he introduced himself as Johnny. He asked him if they wanted to play. Now, Maria's friend went inside, and when she came back out, Maria and Johnny were gone. They had disappeared. It made national attention that year, and at the time, Dwight D. Eisenhower actually called for a search and initiated more people to jump in on the search. 5 days later, they found her body about 120 miles away. Johnny was their next-door neighbor and was questioned. All right, his alibi is that he was on a train at the time that she went missing. Now, here comes the crazy part. Here's where it all comes into play. Check this one out. Since then, he has changed his name from Johnny Tessier to Jack McCullough, and he's a retired Seattle cop. All right? It turns out that he kept the old train ticket that he claimed that day that he was on there, right? His girlfriend just recently, very recently, in the past couple of weeks, found the ticket hidden behind a painting. She turns it into investigators in Illinois, and it also turns out that the ticket was unused. It was never used, so they just arrested the man, and now they're exhuming the body of young Maria. They believe that his DNA could still be under her fingernails after over 50 years. So 50 years later, they just arrested this guy who kept the ticket, the only incriminating piece of evidence on this man whatsoever, and he kept it, and now they've arrested him. They've got him incarcerated.
So why did his girlfriend turn him in?
I have no idea. I guess I don't know. I guess he might have told stories to her about it. They never really went into detail on that. So obviously he might have mentioned stories to her or something. But when she found the ticket was unused. And she found that very strange because the story was to her that he had, you know, years back or what have you, he had tried to hide. I don't know. It was the whole thing was crazy. This whole thing is really bizarre. But somehow she pulled it out, turned it in, reported it, and
so basically you shouldn't anger your girlfriend.
Yeah. And if you do, make sure your incriminating evidence is not hanging behind a painting in the house or a picture in the house.
Remember that, Jerome. Don't anger your girlfriend.
I can't believe after 50 years the man kept the evidence the whole time. Like it was a trophy that he got away with murdering a 7-year-old girl. And the kicker is because of technology today, he's totally screwed. If he did it, he's totally screwed because they'll find trace evidence. That's amazing. So there you go. What you do today, Robbie, can come back on you 50 years from now if you're still here 50 years from now.
I'm still banking on the world ending in 2012 right now.
Yeah. Well, at the rate things are going in Washington, that's very possible. Stick around, folks. We got to cut to this break. When we come back, we've got Facebook Fool of the Day. We've got a couple of them, actually. We've also got some giveaways, and you're in the danger zone.
Hi, it's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Your custom audio and video in Beaumont. Now, since 1972, they've been designing and installing the finest audio and video systems anywhere in Southeast Texas and Southwest Louisiana. Whether you're building a brand new home or remodeling, they are the folks that can do it for you. They are the only company that can provide complete home theater systems, calibration, installation, structured wiring system, home automation, and a whole lot more. Now, you could stop at a megastore and self-service your way through a disorganized selection and a staff you can't locate. You could go to a small brick-and-mortar specialist, you know, who'll give you the service you need, but it'll have a small selection and non-competitive prices. Or you can get the largest selection in the area, more value for every dollar you spend in over 100 years of combined experience from Goodyear Custom Audio and Video. They are committed to customer satisfaction. Let me suggest you give them a call right now at 409-833-4800, 409-833-4800, or visit the Beaumont Showroom at 6555 Lawrence Drive here in Beaumont. Goodyear Custom Audio Video.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome.
And the guy replacing Robbie V.
Which is?
Robbie V.
There you go. Which also, we will be sponsored by Dylan's on Night, which we will be at tomorrow from 6 to 9.
Yes.
We'll be there live for the Butt Rocks concert. It's going to be great. They're a great 1980s tribute band, and they're bad to the bone. It's a no-brainer about going to this show. The cool part is the tropical storm Don is making his way into the Gulf. Of course, he's going south of Galveston as of now, they're thinking. So he's going to hit somewhere around Brownsville, Corpus, around that area. But when it hits, we will be partying at Dylan's on 9th. So I'm letting you know, we're going to have a tropical storm Don party at Dylan's on 9th tomorrow night. We'll never hear a thing. You won't even know anything happened. By the time you walk in and you walk out after the concert, you'll walk in with a smile, you'll walk out with a smile, and you won't even know anything occurred. It should come around that time. The good news is we'll get a ton of rain over the next couple of days. We've got a caller in right now.
I want a hurricane.
You want a hurricane?
Yes.
I understand. We've got a caller on line one. Let's get to our caller real quick, see what's going on.
Hi, guys.
Hey. This Mary?
Yes, it is.
How are you, Mary?
I'm good. I just wanted to chide you guys about the comment about the 53-year-old murder case.
Yes.
It's a sad commentary, but the takeaway from that is not to make the girlfriend angry, because if she did learn about it, it was the right thing to do.
Of course it was.
The other takeaway from that is it doesn't matter how much time passed, justice was done.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she just will not get away, because in the light of what's happened most recently with the little Casey, with the Casey woman, and I do believe that she got away with murder. It's just a sad commentary. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, you know what it is, Mary? And actually, it really is. You know us on the show. I know you're a dedicated listener. We always appreciate you calling in. We do enjoy our little comedy bits. We do have fun with a few things, and not necessarily that's always the best thing to have fun with, but we do. And but as far as this is concerned, I just found it a really bizarre scenario where the guy actually held on to the evidence for over 50 years. He kept it like a trophy.
And if
he did do this, if they get the DNA off of her nails and they find out that it is on there, they'll convict this man for that. They'll have clear cut evidence, and which makes him really, really stupid for, because, I mean, he literally was at that point, which also...
Well, thank God for dumb criminals.
That's exactly, hey, you know what? And speaking of that, we'll get back to your Casey Anthony real quick. I know that this is already over with, but you never know. You know what? 50 years from now, laws might be different. Things might have changed. And it's very possible this could come around to bite her again.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I just pray that it's a whole lot sooner.
That, yeah, well, yeah, I know a lot of people do. So,
yeah.
Mary,
okay, well, thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for,
I enjoyed listening to
you. Yeah, thank you very much for calling in, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. So I love Mary. She calls in every now and then. She's such a great listener. She's always got a great opinions every time she calls in. And she's informative, too.
Exactly.
She's called in with some great information. Even when we were doing the talking about the BISD. Speaking of BISD, Jesse Haynes and Craig Eichhorn were supposed to be in our studio today,
but they backed out.
No, they didn't back. Well, they have a big meeting going on tonight. You keep making this
where
sound.
Are they?
I'm giving them credit. Right now, they're getting everything prepped for this huge meeting that's supposed to be going on this evening.
Let me guess. They're going to talk about police officers that are hired by BISD that are sexually assaulting people.
Do you have that pulled up?
I still have the article here.
Do you? What happened on this one? Because now you're throwing something at me.
BISD officers indicted on sexual assault charges.
Wow. This happened when?
He was indicted today.
Today.
Police officer Mike Trahan.
Wow. Wow.
Craig Eichhorn was available to comment on that one.
He did comment on that one?
He confirmed that it did happen. Okay. Or that he was on paid administrative leave, I should say.
Oh, so that was that's the only comment Craig Eichhorn put out there? I'm still lost in the fact that we have a spokesperson who handles stuff for our spokesperson. We have a spokesperson. I find that so comical.
I think that's what this is. Our you're the spokesperson, I'm the spokesperson for you.
But I actually have commentary. I have things to say.
Well, she has things to say, too.
You guys all, between you and those two, you have the same comments. I got nothing. You might have, you know what? You are qualified to go work as a spokesperson for BISD right now.
Sweet.
I'm just letting you know. But no, listen, I don't want to say too much. I want to run them off in case they're listening to us. They did say that to pick a day next week, and they will come in. And
how about we call?
I'm calling
them live on the radio
on Monday, and we're gonna set it up for Monday. So
okay.
We'll have them come in on Monday, and it'll be great. So we'll have Jesse Haynes and Craig Eichhorn. Hopefully, we confirm it on the radio today. Come in on Monday, and we'll speak to them about a lot of the issues. And if they're in here for a certain amount of time, you can't say I got no comment or. You know, I mean, eventually they have to open up with something. So we're going to cross our fingers and knock on wood on that one. Here's another one I got to tell you. Another quick story before we cut to this break. Real fast one. Apparently in 1984, 22-year-old guy, you'll love this one, Robbie. 22-year-old guy.
I'm sorry. I'm
steals,
looking at-
steals a car, and he's being chased for the car. He dodges. He gets away. They're looking for him because of car theft, and he vanishes. They just found, just doing some remodeling right now at a bank in Louisiana. All right? In Louisiana down here.
Louisiana.
That's right. They were doing some remodeling, and apparently in probably a year or two after he came up missing, or maybe even during the same year, they did some renovations. He climbed up. He went into a bank and climbed up the chimney to hide inside the chimney. Got stuck in the chimney. And apparently they're saying the best they can see is that he died of starvation, but he climbed up there to hide from the police, and they closed off the chimney. They actually did some remodeling right after he was up in there, and they literally closed it off, so he got stuck inside the building, and they just recovered the body. So all for running from him from stealing a car.
Huh.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it? I thought you would think so. All right, folks, we got to cut to this break. When we come back, I am going to talk about I'm going to let you look up some stuff because during the break over some sports because I have some questions for you. We'll get that later in the hour. Right now, I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about what's going on with the debt ceiling, the House, the Senate, the President. It's a cluster of madness in Washington right now, and I'll tell you all about it when we get back. Stick around, folks. You're in the danger zone.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice, clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks from diesels to Rolls-Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsby. Carrie and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years, and you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Madison's on Dallin, and we'll talk about Madison's here in just a second. Right now we've got a caller on line one. Let's go ahead and get to our caller. Let's hit the lines. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Hey, I heard you guys had the hookup on some Katy Perry tickets.
So is that right? Do we have hookups on Katy Perry tickets?
We can find someone.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm sure Robbie is a big Katy Perry fan, so that's very possible.
What are you talking about? I love Katy Perry.
See?
I usually just mute the screen and watch just
Katy
watch.
Perry? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen Katy Perry?
No.
It looks absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, really?
All yes.
Right. Well, I guess I'll have to check that out over the next break. I'm not sure, but I tell you what, we have other tickets we're giving away. Are you interested in anything else?
No. I know she's not the songbird of our generation like Rebecca Black.
No. Rebecca Black is the songbird of our generation. You have that correct. But that's only according to Frankie Randazzo. I personally.
Okay, Robert, you need to give me those tickets, or I'm going to have to break your legs, man.
Is that right? I understand. That's too funny. That was a reference to Robbie V for those who didn't catch our Goodfellas program.
I caught that.
Jerry, we appreciate you calling in, man. I'm going to throw some stuff out here in a minute, some giveaways. If you want some stuff, call back.
Cool. Thanks.
You got it. that was so random. It's okay. All right. So anyhow, Madison's on Dallin this weekend. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff. So tonight at Madison's on Dallin.
Yes.
Will be?
Coltrane on the patio stage.
Right.
And then after that, I will be DJing.
That's right. Robbie V. DJ Grimace. Robbie V. Walk. McRib. Diet. McRib will be DJing tonight, so that'll be awesome. And then, how many names can we come up with for you?
You know, actually, I just stopped counting.
Which one do you like the most?
Robbie V. Walk? I love them all.
Do you?
Yo, between you and the man who believes that Rebecca Black is the songbird of our generation, I love all the names y'all have come up with me for.
Okay, so
come up for me.
And then tomorrow night at Madison's,
Lee Pelly
spinning those tunes, and then
he's got two turntables and a microphone.
Two turntables and a microphone, and then
because that's
Saturday night,
Soul Vacation.
And then, of course, a very important event coming up on Sunday. Very important.
Box fan
bash. We invite everybody to come out. It's going to be a great thing. There's a ton of entertainment out there. Box fan bash live at Madison's from 3 to
9.
3 to 9. And sponsored by, of course, the Danger Zone as well. We're going to be out there. We'll be hosting it. We're going to have a ton of fun. And kick back. So please, Madison's is where it's at all week long. You can't go wrong there.
I bet that guy's going to be there.
Friday night, we do apologize to our boy Lee Pelly tomorrow night for half saying this, but tomorrow night we'll be at Dylan's. So we would love to see you out there with us. We're going to have microphones and headphones. We'll have it set up. You guys, we're coming live. Y'all jump on the air with us. We always have a great time when we do our Friday night live. So, all right.
I always like to try to break your legs.
Yeah, that's too funny. All right, so we have James on line one. Should we go to James real quick?
Why not? He's working.
Let's make it quick because I got to get on with some stuff. Let me get to him. I got to pick on him. Hey, James, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, dude. Some guy calling wanting some Katy Perry tickets.
Yes.
Man, I told him Robert had the hookup.
Yeah, well, he probably does. I'll make sure we get with him.
We're bored up at work, and we figured we'd mess with
you. I understand. Hey, if Robbie ends up calling in, ends up getting hooked up with Katy Perry tickets, I'll be sure and announce them to everybody. I'm going to put him on the case of finding them.
Yeah, I think the breaking his legs thing was the best
that
part.
Robert
threatens to break people's legs all the time.
Yes, he does.
What are you talking about? I broke your legs last week.
That's all good. All right, guys, I'd love for you to argue. I got some topics I got to hit before we cut to the bottom of the hour. James, love you, dude. Thanks for calling in. All right. So here we go. Now, real quick, I'm gonna have a short period. Well, that's okay. I'll take up the whole next segment with it. Doesn't matter. It's the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. We can do what we want to do. So here we go. Washington, D.C. I don't even know what that meant. Like, my producer's looking at me. I have no idea. I just kind of flew with that one.
Our producer
hates
you.
It didn't fly high. It just flew. That's all that matters. Came off the ground. That's good enough. All right. So in Washington right now, we're having issues. What's happened now is, first of all, the House came across with a bill Thursday. Last Thursday, they passed a bill with a cut, cap, and balance. And they passed this for the plan that they want to work with as far as raising the debt ceiling, no tax increases, yes, tax reforms, and definitely have to have some cuts. But the most important thing, of course, is balancing the budget. Simply meaning, in basic terms, like everybody can understand, is that the government does not spend any more money than it actually has coming in. In other words, no extra credit lines to you guys, all right? If you're making $1,000 a month, you don't spend $2,000 that month because it just doesn't work out right. Basically, that's the bottom line. So now, since we're at $14.3 trillion and we have reached our cap, we have to figure out what to do. Now, of course, we're going to raise the debt ceiling. I can tell you this right now. That's going to happen.
It's not the first time the debt ceiling's
been
raised.
No, it's been raised by everybody. That's not the point. The point is this, is right now what's happening is this. The House wants to raise it because the average raise on a debt ceiling is usually around a year before they raise it again. I mean, it's been this way over the past 30-plus years. People have been consistently, presidents have been, you know, requesting it, or the Congress or the Senate, or somebody has been requesting, and they've been raising these debt ceilings. And they've gotten higher and higher and higher and higher. Until finally now, we've actually capped it, and now we've got to raise it some more. We're borrowing more money, so we're going to build up bigger interest rates, and it's a crazy amount. The whole situation, I've got tons of numbers on this, exactly what they're asking for, how much they're asking. I won't go into all the details, because if I start doing that, I'll start confusing everybody listening. But I'll give you the bottom line on it. The bottom line is, the House right now, the Senate basically turned down the last budget, the last plan that the House brought forward. So the Senate said, give us something else, we want compromise. Washington said, we want compromise. Everybody said, hey, guys, give us a plan from you guys, too. We'll look at a plan from you guys. The Senate never came up with anything until a couple of days ago. And the president didn't even join in on this until 2 weeks ago. The irony is this has been going on before. They knew about this before January of this year. They knew it before this year started, that they were going to cap the $14.3 trillion. But nobody did anything except for the House trying to propose and get plans together. And now they're all coming in, and everybody wants to point the finger to figure out who's who. It's really crazy, but basically they're trying to push it. Too much time. I've got to cut to the break right now at the bottom of the hour. Too much time. I don't have enough time to go on. When we come back, I'll give you strict details. I'll fill you in so at least you're updated, because it's very important, I believe, that everybody should be informed of what's going on, including you too, Robbie V. Stick around, folks, for a lot more fun in Danger Zone. We come back, give away a bunch of stuff too.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter. More Republicans are signing on to Speaker John Boehner's debt limit plan. Arizona freshman Tim Griffin thinks it will make it to the president's desk.
It is not a perfect plan, certainly, but it's a good step forward that gets us heading down the right path.
Not if House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has anything to say about it.
This bill, in one fell swoop, just pulls the plug on progress for America's families.
CBS's Nancy Korda says Boehner is getting his troops in line for a vote later today.
There are Tea Party Republicans, freshman Republicans, who feel that his bill doesn't go far enough to cut government spending. But what he has told them is it is time to get on board. It is time to close ranks. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
The bill may face doom in the Democrat-controlled Senate. CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
Hello, friends. James Dabney here to tell you about Security Pest Management. Julie and I have been working with Security Pest to keep our home healthy for 13 years. You see, at Security Pest, that's what they do. They protect your family from disease. Did you know roaches can cause asthma in your children? Rats carry the Hantavirus. Mosquitoes carry West Nile. What about bed bugs and termites? Security Pest Management will get rid of those as well. Security Pest Management will help you protect your home, your business, and your family from the disease and destruction these pets carry. Security Pest Management holds an integrated pest management coordinator license. This license qualifies Security Pest Management to create plans that meet or exceed all state requirements for our refineries, hospitals, schools, and universities, many of which are already Security Pest Management's customers. Julie and I have been a customer for over 13 years. We highly recommend them. Security Pest Management serves the entire Golden Triangle. You should call them today. They'll protect the health of your family.
I'm Dave Murrs with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. Today, sunshine for a time. There's a chance of showers and thundershowers in the area, too. The high 90. The heat index today, quite humid. Up around 100. By tomorrow, chance of rain. High again, 90. Heat index, 100. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original Overhead Door Company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Dave Murrs, KSET News.
You know what's happening.
We're not going to raise taxes on the very people that we expect to reinvest in our economy and to help grow jobs.
The real question is what it means to you. Stay informed with AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by
Goodfellas, the best kept secret in Beaumont.
Yes, Goodfellas, great place to eat, great food, good times, good friends, all of it. Goodfellas. I love Goodfellas.
Well, I usually try to go with good friends, but unfortunately yesterday I had to go with you.
I understand, but we had good friends we got to eat with as well.
We did, but so, you were still there.
Angels above us.
Yes.
Home Health, yes, we had lunch with them yesterday. Great stuff. We've got a lunch set up tomorrow at Madison's. We're going to eat tomorrow at Madison's, so we've got a lunch set up for the office lunch giveaways. We're going to give another one away on Monday, hopefully while Jesse Haynes and Craig Eichhorn are here. So hopefully. All right, couple of things real quick before I get back into politics. Let's do it with the giveaway right now.
Can we give the office lunch to them?
I wish they would call.
If they show up,
I wish one of their.
If they show up, we'll take their office to lunch on Tuesday at Goodfellas. Think we could do that?
Well, Frankie's already said he'd love for them. If they all came in, then he'd give away lunch for them. So he's offered that. We'll debate on that one. We'll talk about that one. We'll announce it tomorrow if we decide we'll do that. We'll see how that goes. Anyhow, let's get on with some giveaways. Let's do that real quick before I get back into my politic rambling on, as you like to put it.
Ramble on.
Let's get into some fun stuff here. Let's go with trivia, first of all. And I'm going to give away a couple things. I'm going to give away two tickets to the comedy show we've got coming up. So we don't want to miss that because we sponsor Comedy for a Cause. We do that once every 3 months, basically. And we've got Tom Hester and we've got Slim. And it's a possibility that you and I might even be hosting this. We're negotiating that.
Really?
Yes, that's going to be funny. And you get to sit up there and just go, I got nothing. Anyhow, we're going to get two tickets away to that, as well as I'll also give away, how about let's give away something for Soul Vacation Saturday night in Madison.
Soul Vacation.
Madison Saturday night, Soul Vacation's coming in. How about we give away two door entries there, two tickets basically to go see Soul Vacation. Sound good? Let's do this. Good enough for me. Here we go. So the question is, and I'm going to keep it simple, and this is a fun one, and you could probably Google this in a heartbeat, but let's give this one a shot. What was Red Fox's last name before show business beckoned him? Before he got into show business, what was Red Fox's last name?
Jared Abney is trying to correct me on something.
All right, so there you go. We're waiting for an answer. 898-4400, 898-4400. Looking for Red Fox's real last name before he got into show business. Now, there's the giveaway. Let's get to the Facebook Fools of the Day real quick because I want to knock those out too.
Jared Abney's trying to correct me on something.
What's that?
Apparently, he claims he's the best kept secret in Beaumont.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a reason he's a secret, that people keep him a secret. But I don't know about the best, and maybe it is the best kept secret, but there's a reason for that. It's probably not towards the positive. Nothing personal there, Jared. We love you. Anyhow, here we go. I'm glad you didn't post that on Facebook because I'd have X'd all these guys out and just made you the Facebook fool of the day.
He posted it on our Facebook.
Oh, that's fun, did he? That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So, first of all, we've got two of them today. One, Ryan Carroll. Ryan Carroll put on his Facebook today, you know you've got a problem when every letter of the alphabet triggers a porn bonanza on your browser's address bar. So the fact that he posts these things just blows me away when Ryan posts some of the stuff he posts.
Yeah, Ryan Carroll likes to just post whatever comes to his mind, and it's fantastic. I love it.
It is
the best. It's the best humor that I could find on Facebook.
No, only because of dumbness, not because it's actually funny. I didn't find that funny. I mean, I guess but it's just the fact that it's coming from Ryan Carroll almost makes it kind of
It's disturbing.
Yes, disturbing. Thank you. That's an excellent word for it. Disturbing is correct. Anyhow, so first of all, you know, you've got to quit. We don't care how much porn you look at, Ryan Carroll. You should quit posting these things. But, of course, you've already got a girlfriend. Good for you. Because God forbid she walk away from you, good buddy Carroll. Because if she does, you're going to have a hard time finding another one without paying $4.99 a minute. I'm just saying. Anyhow, for that, we're going to award Ryan Carroll with the Facebook Fool of the Day. Done.
Okay. $4.99, is that how much you pay a minute?
I have no idea what it costs.
Is that how
a minute.
Much you
I just
pay a minute?
Came up with a number. All right, we've got some callers on the line trying to get the answer, so let's find out what we got here. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Yes.
How's it going, Jerome?
Pretty good, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. And that was funny. Ryan's status was funny. Tell me you didn't look at your computer and like type a couple letters in.
No, I didn't.
I mean,
no,
yeah,
I
that
didn't.
Was true.
I didn't have to. I don't sweat anything like that. Unfortunately, the sad part of my life is if I type it in, it comes up with some kind of news broadcast of something going on currently. It shows you where I stand with this. So what's going on, buddy? What else can we do for you?
Not much. I had an answer for the trivia.
Go ahead. Shoot at it.
John Elway, Stanford. Stanford.
Stanford is correct, actually. Red Stanford was his name. Hence the show that he was on, Stanford and Son. Red Stanford. A lot of people didn't know that. I thought that was kind of cool. Well, good call, Bubba. I tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and let Amanda get all your info she needs so she can turn in. And we're going to give you two tickets for Comedy with a Cause. And it's coming up on August the 19th. It's 8 p.m., and it's going to be a great show. So we'd love to see you there because we're going to be there as well, having a great time. And also, I'm going to go ahead and give you two door passes to get in tomorrow to – I mean, Saturday to get in to go see Soul Vacation at Madison's on Dallin. Sound good?
Cool. That sounds good. Thanks.
You got it, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in. All right. So, yeah, so great. Yeah, Red Sanford, Sanford and Son. I love that guy. He was such a great comedian. He was, and then after
he's,
him.
He's a lot funnier than you.
Well, at the moment, he's not.
Well, he was.
Okay, there you go. Was that a bad on my part? Okay, so there, tickets and that. What else you got? You got something else?
I just keep clicking stumble upon.
Oh, are you? This is how you spend your time. Okay. You know, you can
The Walmart drinking game.
Okay. I don't even want to know.
I'm sorry, I found something good.
I understand. Here's one for you. Balconing. Do you know what balconing is?
If it is anything like planking or owling or anything else, I don't want
to
know.
To a degree it is, but this is a little different. This is people going into skyrises or condos, and what they're doing is the new hobby is to jump from one balcony to the other balcony. So it
Do these people have a death wish?
It just claimed another victim, yes. It's a big thing, and people are starting to die all over the world
really,
right now.
People are starting to die from jumping
and this guy,
from balconies.
And this guy,
who knew?
Yeah, and this guy only fell. He was a 19-year-old kid, and he only fell about 20 feet while jumping between rooms at a hotel. On the hotel balconies. He just jumped from one hotel balcony trying to make it to the other, fell 20 feet, and got him. It's crazy. Already 6 people have died doing this. From balcony.
Only 6.
6.
Only.
6.
Wow.
Just thought I would let you know that. Another thing I want to talk about, too, and I'd love to hear your comments on this. Once again, phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. I'll give you one more item before I go back into my politics. One more item to think about. Call in. I'd love to hear your opinion on this. A federal judge is set to hear oral arguments on whether to stop Governor Rick Perry from sponsoring a National Day of Prayer and Fasting. Rick Perry wants to have a National Day of Prayer and Fasting, and what's going on right now is a group of atheists and agnostics called the Freedom from Religions Foundation is arguing that it goes against what they believe, or don't believe, for that matter, I guess. So they're fighting with him right now, and they're trying to get it to where we're not allowed to have a – Rick Perry can't sponsor a National Day of Prayer and Fasting.
He's not having the Texas government sponsor it. He's sponsoring it personally.
Well, no, it's still a part of it. I mean, his response is he's going on from the day whenever even Obama himself participated in the National Day of Prayer. You know, and that was our president who did that. Of course, they weren't battling him, I guess, because they assumed they wouldn't win. So we've got to cut to this break. When we get back, we'll take some of the phone calls. Lines are lighting up, and we'll talk a little bit more
looks like
about
Christmas
the debt
over
ceiling.
There.
Stick around, folks, for a lot more Danger Zone.
Well, gang, I've got to tell you now, we had a huge week at Classic Southeast Texas this past week. Of course, our Big Ten event, very successful, lots of savings all over the lot. And if you've noticed, driving by 69, the 10 is still out there. Let's check in with General Sales Manager Anthony Tubes to find out what's happening this week. Anthony, tell me what you got working for us, buddy.
Hey, how about big savings right here? Our 10 event, we had such a great response. We're extending that through this week. Head on down, take advantage of great deals, not only on those minor scratch and dings, but we're putting big savings on everything in stock. You'll still find great deals like $12,000 in savings on Chevy Silverado demos, or how about a $12,000 savings on a Rocky Ridge conversion. It doesn't matter what you're looking for, we've got it in stock, we've got it tagged, we've got it ready to go right here at Classic Southeast Texas Big Ten Event.
Classic Southeast Texas, across from Home Depot in Beaumont.
We take care of you, that's what we do.
Classic Southeast Texas, your favorite hometown.
Thank you for calling Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union. This is Trevor. May I interest you on our 5.9 balance transfer offer today?
Trevor, I think that's awesome. You are on the radio with James Dabney in the house, and you are representing Mobile Oil Federal Credit Union. Trevor, How long have you been with Mobil Oil?
It's going on 6 years.
You like it over there?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely.
They're a good company to work for?
Yes, sir. It's probably one of the best companies I've ever worked for in my life.
And they treat you all really well, and they care about their customers. Is that right?
Most definitely, yes, sir. I've never seen anyone or any company like them. They do have a genuine concern for the members and for their employees.
You know what, folks? That is straight from an employee, and nobody but she and I know we're doing this commercial, but they're going to find out soon. You need to stop on by Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union, where you're going to get treated with respect and friendship by people like Trevor. Trevor, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Hey, this is Jerome and Robbie V, here to tell you about our friends at Bronze Body. Are you really ready to lose weight? Well, folks, it's called the Lipotron. This is the newest and hottest rage in weight loss technology, and now Bronze Body has brought it to Beaumont just for you. It's a safe way to lose those unwanted inches and pounds without surgery. It only takes minutes with zero downtime. This new technology is simply amazing. Many people in the Golden Triangle have already experienced amazing results with the Lipotron after just one session, and you can too. Right now, all new clients can get one session for just $100. So come by or give Tiffany a call at Bronze Body. The number is 860-4441. That's 860-4441. Get that body that you've always wanted today from Bronze Body and tell them that you heard about it in the Danger Zone. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by Bronze Body again. Once again, great place to go. Just had a commercial on them. And
yes.
Yeah, if you guys want to catch a great tan, even summertime, even with the rain coming, we got some rain coming. Want to keep that tan going? Bronze Body is the place to go, as well as
Lipotron.
If you want to lose those inches and that unwanted fat, Bronze Body is the place to go. They can handle it in mere minutes, folks. Great place. Go ask for Tiffany at Bronze Body. So, back real quick, we have a caller on line one. Let's get to the caller. Let's find out what's going on here. Let me check on him first. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I have a comment about the governor's prayer breakfast.
Yes.
Or prayer event or whatever. But then also I wanted to correct that you said Red Sanford. The character was played by Red Fox, but it was Fred Sanford.
It was Fred Sanford. That's correct. You're correct, yeah. On that. I didn't say Fred. I said Red Sanford. You're correct.
Yeah, but it was played by Red Fox. Yeah, great old show.
Thank you for the correction. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I think the governor's got every right to do that, and every president since, you know, Washington has said God bless America when they finish speeches, including Obama, including Bush, and whatnot. And since 1950-something, we've said in God we trust on our currency, and it's a ridiculous thing to sue someone. Let them hold their own event and pray to a non-existent deity if they want to, or don't pray, or whatever. But those of us who believe ought to be able to do whatever the heck we please.
I absolutely agree. That's what makes this country great. This is where I find it's hypocritical to me whenever even the atheists or agnostics come in and say, you know, you shouldn't be able to do that. It's like you don't have to participate, but the fact that we allow you to be atheist or agnostics is the same reason why you should allow this to happen. It's
exactly.
This is what our country is made up. You know, made up of. It's our rights, our liberties. This is what we were founded on. This is what we're about.
Not to believe, and
absolutely.
We've got a right to believe.
That's exactly right. That's exactly correct.
Good.
So I doubt very seriously they're going to end up putting that away. But you know, I just found it. Once again, I found it very almost amusing to a degree, but sad that there are people out there that still want to try. They feel like they have some kind of mission that they have to help take our liberties
away. Well, they must not be
away,
very secure,
you know,
in their unbelief if they've got to fight belief so strongly.
There's a possibility with that too, man. I appreciate you calling in, Jeff.
Thanks
for listening, buddy. Yeah, he's great comments. Very nice, Jeff. I totally agree with you on that, though. I do want to, real quick, I do need to get back to this real fast on the, I said I was going to get in this politics. I want to explain something going on right now. The problem that's going on, by the way, we did pass our secondary plan today, or the House did, and they're putting it in front of the Senate. The Senate already said that it's a dead plan. They're not going to pass this plan. It doesn't matter if the House passed it. The Senate was saying we're going to just
We're going to veto it anyway, and it's pointless. I don't think it's pointless, folks. I think it's there. I'd prefer to see the cut, cap, and balance go, and that's always still on the table at the moment. The problem is Senator Harry Reid came up with a plan of his own, and the plan is very similar to what Boehner's come up with. The only difference is Boehner has a shorter period of time before we have to really buckle down and say, this is where we're moving. But it is a Band-Aid. It is a temporary fix. Both plans are a temporary fix. The problem is Reid wants to put it off until 2013. And the reason why he wants to put it off till 2013, and they can charade it and they can try and color it up with whatever they want to, but the bottom line is the reason why they want to do that is for political value and gain points. To give Obama freedom to not worry about that unless he's reelected, if reelected, which there is a possibility because the media and the press is on his side right now, that he could be reelected. So it's up to us, folks, to step in and do what we can. We've got to cut to this last break. When we come back, we'll recap, tell you what's going on for the rest of the weekend, where we'll be, and where we can see you guys, and you can see us. Stick around, folks.
James and Julie here at Cowboy Honda Powerhouse in Beaumont. The new Honda Foremans have just arrived and they're ready to work.
Y'all know the Honda ATVs have always been built tough and built to work hard. And this year, the new Foreman can work harder than ever with a new fuel injection system, more horsepower, and more torque so you can handle those tough jobs.
And with Honda's optional electric power steering and all new rear suspension and new seat, you'll be more comfortable on those long trail rides. Honda gave Foreman a new aggressively styled bodywork. Plus, Cowboy Honda has genuine Honda accessories, all designed for your Honda by Honda.
The only question is, what color do you want? See the new Honda Foreman at Cowboy Honda in Beaumont.
This ATV recommended for riders 16 years of age and older. Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read their owner's manual thoroughly.
CowboyHondaBeaumont.com.
Hey, this is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Here to tell you about our favorite place to hang out, Madison's on Dallin. Live music on the patio on Tuesdays and Thursdays with $2 draft, $3 shots, and $5 bombs. Wednesday is ladies' night with karaoke, $2 margaritas, cosmos, and more. Every Friday night at Madison's, join the patio party with a live DJ and no cover. Saturday night, they host the greatest regional bands live on the main stage. But they also offer lunch and dinner menus featuring their legendary Madison's hamburgers. For a great time, make Madison your destination today.
Smart investors know that putting too many eggs in one basket is not always a good idea. And that's why the word diversification is a good rule of thumb when it comes to your money. That way, no matter what happens, you've got your hedge. A good way to guarantee that investment hedge is to look at precious metals, gold and silver. You know, folks who took the advice of Mike Fulgens years ago would be smiling today. Their investment would have tripled, and it's not over yet. The owner of Universal Coin and Bullion, a firm respected throughout America, is recommending a precious metals investment of anywhere from 10 to 20%. That includes gold coins. Mike Fulgens, who's been in the business for years, is located right here in Beaumont. Now, Mike has done work for the U.S. Treasury Department. He's helped ferret out those bogus operations that rip off unsuspecting folks. By the way, Mike Fulgens can be reached by calling toll-free 1-800-459-COIN. That's 1-800-459-COIN. Mike Fulgens, Universal Coin and Bullion, located right here in Beaumont.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V, sponsored by Goodfellas. Once again, we're going to be having some office lunch giveaways. We're going to come Monday. We're going to give some more away. So, folks, if you're out there and you want to go grab a lunch with us, we got you covered. We're going to pick up the tab. They're always fun and great food. So, right now, let me tell you what we're going to do, Robbie. We're going to go ahead and try and get a hold of BISD real quick because we do need to try and confirm. I said we'd do this. Try and confirm Craig Eichhorn and Jesse Haynes coming in on Monday. He said give them a call back, and they'll hook it up. That's if they're answering. I know they're busy, but let me. Here we go. Hey, this is Jerome. Who am I talking to?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, listen,
how are you?
I spoke with Craig yesterday, and he told me to give him a holler back today, so I'm giving him a call back real quick.
Okay.
Is he around by any chance?
Let me check for you. Hold on just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There's that wonderful music again, Robbie. Hey. Hey, this... This is, hey, you know what I need you to do, Robbie?
What's that?
I need you to try and find this song for me tonight. That's your homework.
I'm not schooled.
I want to find out what song this
so
is.
I don't have homework.
I just want to find out what it is. That's all I'm saying. All right, come on. Let's see. Come on. Tell me he's there. We can confirm this and be done with it.
He's there, but he's hopping.
I believe he's there. Well, they've got a lot of stuff going on today. It is a really big meeting they're supposed to be having today. And they've been talking about it for a long time, so we'll see. Meanwhile, everybody gets to listen to this wonderful music. So, let me see. We've got a... Oh, really? Okay. And...
Jerome.
Yes.
I went back there. He is on the phone. Can he call you right back?
You know what? Tell him he can call me. Yes. Tell him he can call me back up here at the station. I just want to confirm. Tell him I wanted to lock him down for Monday. He told me to call him back and pick a day. Tell him Monday is my day. Monday at 3
Monday
o'clock would be great.
Monday is your day.
At 3 o'clock.
And what's the number there at the station?
It's 898-4411.
4411.
That's it.
All right, Jerome.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jessica.
No problem.
Bye-bye. All right, so I guess I'll let everybody know tomorrow whether or not we heard from him today, which I'm sure he'll call me back. So right now they're actually being more cooperative, so I'm excited because I really do want to get them in here. There's a lot of questions. And by the way, folks, before we go today, let me say this too. You can jump on our Facebook page. It's Facebook. It's The Danger Zone, The Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. And if you pop in on there, you can find us under, you can find our – we've got a lot of different – places you can find it under from Madison's or any of the restaurants that we do, Bronze Spot, all these places, we're all locked in. So networking, so you guys can, I'm sure, can find our website. Jump on, and if you guys have questions that you want to ask Jesse Haynes or if you want to ask Craig Eichhorn, give us a shout out to us because we'd be more than happy. I'd love to listen to the taxpayers of BISD. We're all one and the same. I know we all have a lot of questions, and I'd like to help you guys out too. Thanks for joining us today on The Danger Zone. And we'll see you guys tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Right now, it's the man with the audio plan, folks, John Goodyear.
KSET News. I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. Tropical Storm Dawn is growing a little stronger, but not forecast to become a hurricane as it moves across the Gulf of Mexico towards southeastern Texas. The National Weather Service's Gene Haffel.
It's going to be pretty fast, and by Friday night, this thing's going to be making landfall. So we're not talking, something that you can...